I guess. Cody, why was Taylor able to give you so many problems?
It was just with his legs. I mean, part of our game plan was to kind of stop him from running the ball. And, I mean, I don't know how many yards he had of what he did running the ball, but there's some breakdowns, but some of the blitz was just running, and he was able to get out the pocket and run a little bit. So, I mean, obviously it hurt us because it was supposed to be on third downs.
It seems like you guys dropped more in the second half. Was it because the blitzes weren't executed the right way or because Taylor just made the ball?
A little bit of both. I mean, some communication breakdowns with secondary and the linebackers. And, I mean, he's a good athlete. So, I mean, he makes the plays with his feet. I mean, we kind of overran him some plays, but some of those safeties in the back, and he was able to capitalize on some of our mistakes.
Cody, Coach Eckert was talking a little bit after the game, and he was pretty adamant that this was just doing his fault. How do you look at this? He's
going to
take all the heat. I mean, how
do
you look at how this game
went? I mean, the coach is coaching the players, but it all comes down to us. And that was about our preparation, how we prepared for the game. They put us in a position to make plays and do good on Saturdays, and we just got to execute. And tonight, I mean, we made too many mistakes, and we didn't execute. So I wouldn't pit that on him, but that's how Coach Eck is. He's going to take the blame if we play bad. But, I mean, we all, man, we gotta take responsibility for mistakes we made and the things that we didn't do right and just come tomorrow, fix them, and get ready for Missouri.
We've heard about the special teams of these guys all week, but seeing it in person, I guess, how big of an impact, how much of that kind of stuff is some of this game give you hope?
I mean, it played a big factor because, I mean, that first punt block that they got, I mean, we had a missed assignment on that. And, I mean, it's kind of gaining the momentum early in the game. And they kind of fed off of that. But then the LaMontra kid, he had a couple of pretty good returns, and that kind of gave us momentum, too. So, I mean, special teams hurt us. I mean, we had a good return by Snape. But overall, I think they special teams did a little better than ours this tonight.
What was the emotional fall when you think you
stopped
him there on that third down?
I mean, it was heartbreaking because, I mean, we played hard, and we thought we had him stop this third down stop. And, I mean, to get that call that late in the game with the game that close, I mean, it's heartbreaking. And, I mean, but we got to come back from it. But, I mean, we can't blame the refs, can't blame nobody but ourselves.
You feel like that was the game right there?
But we still had opportunity. I mean, they had scored. They just got a first down. I mean, we still could have got a turnover, held them to 3 points or something like that. So, I mean, the game went over. But, I mean, we didn't capitalize as a defense, and we would never get in the end zone.
Well, there has been something said about just the resiliency of this team, the fact that it was willing to fight this territory. Just through the attitude that you guys developed from spring to fall, this whole game, as far as
pulls
to get up, do you think that's indicative of this team versus maybe that wouldn't have happened last year?
Definitely, because with this team and what Coach Pelini preached to us, this team would never quit. We can be losing 40 to nothing. We're going to play until it's triple zeros on that clock. I mean, we're never going to stop. I mean, we play hard all three phases of the game, but, I mean, playing hard is not going to get you a win all the time. So, I mean, we're going to continue to play hard. That's kind of our motto. We play hard, we physical every game.
Hey, Cody, was Taylor better than the guy
you saw on tape? I feel like he matured a little bit more. I mean, he didn't make quite as many mistakes as we saw him make, I guess, say, North Carolina and maybe Furman and different teams like that they play. So, I mean, he played a pretty good game tonight. He didn't have any turnovers, and, I mean, he kept his team in the game.
Anything else for Cody?